This is Northwest News from KNKX. I'm Ashley Gross. Port Townsend on the Olympic Peninsula is not that far from King and Snohomish counties as the crow flies, but it's a ferry ride away, and in terms of the coronavirus pandemic, it's like a different world. Because of the low rate of cases in Jefferson County, elementary and middle school students have the option to go to school twice a week in person. The school bus has just arrived at Blue Heron Middle School in Port Townsend. A few kids get off and line up on blue X's that have been painted onto the concrete. Everyone is wearing face masks. An educator named Alice Fraser asks each student a series of questions.
So, in the last 24 hours, have you had any of the following symptoms not normal to you? Fever or chills, cough, shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing?
Another instructor holds a thermometer up to each student's head.
Let me try one more time, a little closer.
Then the kids head off to their class, where they stay with a cohort of just 15 students. It's not really like regular school a year ago.
It's been a little strange.
Callan Johnson is 13 and in 8th grade. Callan says being assigned to a group of just 15 kids is working out okay.
Mostly I'd say it's actually pretty good, because from what I've heard from all my friends, it seems that everyone has at least one person that they're close to in each of their cohorts, and I think they did that on purpose.
About 280 kids are enrolled at Blue Heron. Some of them have opted to do 100% remote learning. For the kids doing the hybrid model, half come to school on Mondays and Thursdays, and the other half on Tuesdays and Fridays. The rest of the school week, they work on assignments at home. Callan says school is not his favorite thing, but he's glad to have a chance to be here.
I missed people. We're social animals. We need people. And that was something that more or less got taken away for 4 or 5 months there. So it was a little rough for me and a lot of other people that I know.
Most school districts in the state are not offering in-person learning, so they're watching to see how things go in places like this. The Port Townsend District worked with the County Health Department to come up with protocols. To the kids, it means a lot of rules. Here's Olivia McGinnis, a 7th grader.
I'd like to hug my friend, but, they tell us not to, so, high fives and stuff aren't allowed.
And teachers are the ones enforcing the social distancing. Jeff Weibel is walking 7th graders to his science classroom.
These guys had a lot of sugar this morning.
Can you not?
Educators have had to adjust to a new system of teaching in different ways.
Is it hard to teach the same material in person and online?
It's challenging. I'm getting better at it, I hope. But it's not easy to not be able to see their reactions. 6 feet, please.
You're not 6 feet.
What feels remarkable amid a pandemic is hearing this kind of hubbub. Kids joking around together at a school. Of course, even in small groups, there's still risk. District officials say they've taken a lot of measures to mitigate risk. Melinda Pongre says she's still nervous. She's doing math instruction for students who need extra help.
I am uncomfortable with being here, so... But my schedule is mostly remote work with people, and I do have some, but I tend to bring kids outside or make sure there's lots of ventilation. So I haven't been completely comfortable. I'm old on the older spectrum.
But she says she is glad to see her colleagues and the kids. That's something that Cole Russell says is really important to him. He's a paraeducator who works one-on-one with a student with special needs. He says there's something powerful about seeing people face to face.
I'm with a guy who's just super radiant, and you know, when we walk into a gen ed class and they look a little beat down or whatever, and then I'm like, oh, I got my guy, and he just brings this kind of light. He brings the light into the room, and we all need that.
The school district has not had any confirmed coronavirus cases so far in students or staff. The numbers in the county have ticked up somewhat in October. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.